crying when you were shooting him?
I don't remember.
Were you crying when you were stabbing him?
I don't remember.
How about when you cut his throat? Were you crying then?
I don't know.
So take a look then. And you're the one that did this, right?
Yes.
And you're the same individual that lied about all this, right?
Yes.
So then take a look at it.
That was amazing. This is the Savage Nation, by the way, and I was watching the Arias trial today, Jody Arias, however she spells her criminal name, and she put on some act of crying during the cross-examination. Now you say, come on, with all the stuff going on in the world with the Woodward scam and this, I couldn't stop watching it. I was eating leftover Chinese food for lunch, having a power lunch by myself in front of the TV, as I normally do, and pondering the world, and I'm watching the prosecutor breaking her down on the witness stand. And I said, this guy is good. You know, he was like not a New York prosecutor. Doesn't mean he's not good. He was better because he wasn't overtly like vicious from NYU. He didn't have the look of a shyster from NYU. He was like, but he was tough and he wouldn't stop. He knew that she was going to break and she started to break. And you know what entered my mind, ladies and gentlemen? Wouldn't it be nice if we could have a people's trial of politicians and get a professional prosecutor to put your favorite lying politician on the witness stand and not let them squirm away with an answer? Like, how many times did you use Air Force One last year for personal business? Mr. Biden, how many times did you use Air Force Two to fly to your vacation in Delaware? How much did it cost the taxpayers? And things like that. But, you know, see, they get away with it because no one can ask them questions. They're above the law. Which reminds me, of course, of the ex-Soviet Union, where the bureaucrats in the Politburo had the country homes and the limousines and et cetera. So when you see one salami hanging in the butcher shop, you'll know we're finally there. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I personally, I'm not going to relive the Woodward job because I think we were set up and sold out. I think he set us up. I think he's working with Obama in the false allegation that he was threatened in order to create a new situation along the lines of the Bertha job. Remember how the Bertha situation embarrassed Donald Trump and others? They were set up, and then the carpet was pulled out from under them when the birth certificate was suddenly shown, and that was no longer an issue. That's what I think, what's his name, whatever his name is. I don't even remember it anymore. The guy we're talking about from Washington, who was once a popular journalist who brought down Nixon. I think it was a game of two-card Monty, so I don't want to talk about it. I see that Mitt and Ann Romney are giving an interview to Meatball Jr. on Fox News this Sunday. Now, I call Chris, whatever his name is, Chris Walachinsky, Meatball Jr., because his father, Mike Walachinsky, was very famous for throwing meatloaf at a cop who tried to give him a ticket when he stopped to do a takeout meatloaf. May he rest in peace. And the son, I don't think the meatloaf falls far from the tray. That is why Mitt and Ann Romney will go on Meatloaf Jr.'s show. That's why they're still doing what they did. It's embarrassing to listen to Mitt and Ann Romney, and I'll tell you why it's embarrassing. Well, listen to this on the Savage Nation, clip one.
It's an adjustment. It is an adjustment, but it's one that I think we did well. It's interesting. In our church, we're used to serving, and you know, you can be in a very high position, but you recognize you're serving, and then all of a sudden you're released, and you're nobody, and we're used to that. It's like we came and stepped forward to serve, and
to serve.
You know, the other part of it was an amazing thing, and it was really quite a lot
serve
of energy,
who but your
and
own ego,
and a lot of people around us, and all of a sudden it was nothing. But the good news is, fortunately, we like each other.
It's different, but it's like riding on a roller coaster. We were on a roller coaster, exciting, thrilling, ups and downs, but the ride ends, and then you get off. And it's not like, oh, can't we be on a roller coaster the rest of our life? It's like, no, that ride's over.
Thank God he lost. I tell you the truth. At least with Obama, we know we have a Marxist. With Mitt Romney, you would have had one anyway. This is amazing to me. Not one word out of Mitt and Ann Romney's mouth about policies that they would have enacted had they won the presidency, why they think they lost the election. just about them. Egomaniacs, like all of them. It's the Savage Nation. I can make it open mic to Mike Thursday. I may do it a day early. 855-400-7282. You know, every night I have to put on a top hat and a cane and get up and dance for you. I don't know if I want to dance tonight. I have questions. I mean, should priests be allowed to marry? I thought that's a good question because the Pope's, the Pope flew off in a helicopter to a vacation. I don't know what he's doing. 800 years and like nothing. What a time we're living in. The first Pope to resign in 800 years, and it's like a ho-hum moment. Now he's retiring. He's retiring now. Good luck to him. But I'm saying, you know, myself, should priests be allowed to marry? I, for years, have thought they should be allowed to marry. A, it would cut down on the, you know what, the diddling around with the boys. That's number one. Two, I mean, you might get more people coming to church because they'd be less afraid to leave their children alone in there. Number three, maybe the priests would be happier. You know, I met somebody not long ago, about 3 weeks ago, and he said to me that his mother was going to be a nun and his father was going to be a priest. Then they met each other and got married, which I thought was great. But what if the church permitted priests to marry nuns? Well, I mean, just a thought, right? So I could ask you, should priests be allowed to? Can anyone call this show and tell me why a priest shouldn't be allowed to marry? Because it makes no sense to me. I'm not a Catholic. I'll lay my cards on the table. And it doesn't mean that if suddenly there was marriage, there'd be less monkeying around with the boys. But the truth is, I think it would go a long way towards calming some of those fears. And it would make for happier priests. What is the Catholic reason that priests, you know, this is a modern idea that priests can't marry, that they're married to God. It's only recent, so last few hundred years, that they couldn't marry. Before then, they were married. Who came up with this, you can't marry? Where'd that come from? That's number two. Now, number three, I saw this in the New York Post today. New Yorkers lie about age, jobs, ethnicity, and pregnancy in online dating profiles, fibbing about physical stature, race, wealth, and even pregnancy, a new study found. In one case, a woman from Long Island claimed to be her more attractive sibling, blah, blah, blah. People lie about their weight, careers, cars, shoes, teeth, hair, and then they meet each other. They even lie about their race now. Could you believe this? Thank God I'm an older guy. I never had to go through this. They are amazing to me. How do you, if you lie about your size and your race and your teeth, and then you show up at the restaurant, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? And that leads me to the next story, internet dating horror stories. Because I used to do this when I was on a local station, and it was a very good segment. People loved it. It was a relief from the lies of Hollywood and the lies of politics. And people liked it when I would read the personals columns. You know, men looking for women, women looking for men, that kind of thing. I used to really have a lot of fun with that. Does anyone remember that in my old days on KSFO? Like right now, I'm going to go to Craigslist, and I'm going to look under missed connections. If you look under personals, women seeking women, women seeking men, men seeking donkeys, donkeys seeking camels. This is the San Francisco area. Horses seeking pigs. Ah, here we go. Missed connections. This is the San Francisco dating site. Okay, missed connection. Should I look up women for men for women, women for women? I think I'll try women looking for men. Okay, here we go. February 28th. You in your truck with the face tattoos. Can you imagine a woman looking for that guy? I was crossing the street at 16th and Bryant with my friend, and you were waiting at the light in your truck looking sexy. Let's get a drink and talk about how crazy it was when I posted this misconnection for you. Blah, blah, blah. So here's a woman who's so lost that she's looking for a man with face tattoos. Maybe she can find Jeffrey Dahmer, although he's long gone. Cute guy in bow tie. We'll go to the classy one now. I've never done a misconnection before, but here we go, she says. You, cute guy with a bow tie leaving the burrito place with your friend. Ugh. You said hi. Me, shy girl in a hurry wearing gray shirt and glasses who said hi back. Coffee sometime. Desperate. God, stalker. A Judy Arias. Watch out for the girl who says she's shy with glasses. The next thing you know, you'll be in a shower with a slashed throat and a bullet in your head. Look at this one. Purple beanie at the DMV. Look at how desperate people are. People see somebody on a line that doesn't even notice they're there, and already they're sure there was a connection, a cosmic connection. Here's one. Purple beanie at the DMV. Hate Ashbury. Oh, that's... I saw you Monday at the DMV and you caught my eye. You were wearing a T-shirt and a purple beanie and have a great beard. I wanted to say hi, but I'm pretty sure you were in a hurry because you didn't stick around to wait in line. So the guy didn't even see her, and she's in love with him already. And she's going to sit there saying, I wonder if he's going to answer me now for the next 2 months. All right, Jim Crush. We'll do one more woman looking for man. Jim Crush, Mill Valley, California. I see you every couple of weeks at the Mill Valley Recreation Center gym. You are tall with glasses and are usually wearing black. We exchange glances every once in a while, but I've been too shy to talk to you. Based on very little information, I definitely have a crush. Would love to find out more about you. Signed, Judy Arias. I don't think that that's going to... Nick from the Reno Beer Crawl. Has anyone ever looked at this? Should we go to men looking for women? Now, why would a man of my intelligence be doing this tonight? A, because I can't stand politics at all. I can't take it. Not one more second. I'm gagging on it. Two, I believe we were set up by whatever his name was from... don't tell me his name. I swear I blanked it. I get angry at people. I can't remember their names. Alinsky, Saul Alinsky, Levinsky. Well, who was the guy? Bob Levinsky? Bob Woodward. Bob Woodward. I think he set us up to make it look like, oh, look at that. The right-wing blogosphere went alive. Radio. Obama threatened me. Blah, blah, blah. Now that other Schmendrick comes along the next day. Yeah, I was threatened too. The Frito of talk, the Frito of politics. That other one. It always looked like a rat to me with a suit and tie. Not Woodward. The next one that came along and said he also was, he looks like the kind of guy has like pointy yellow teeth. That he never really had proper dental work done as a youth because they came from Brooklyn and they couldn't afford it. Joe, on WMAL, what topic makes you call the Savage Nation tonight?
I'm talking about why priests don't marry.
Okay.
The Catholics would become like every other Christian religion. You got to understand, the Catholics were the Marines of Christians. They're always tougher. They always had stronger rules. When I was a kid, you had to fast before you could have communion the next day.
No, I like all of that. I love that. I love the orthodox nature of Catholicism looking in from the outside. They're the last hope for Christianity is the Catholic Church. The others have already gone the way of liberalism, where it's just a social organization rather than a religious organization. And I respect that. But this concept of the priest marrying, why would that eliminate any of this doxy?
That's one of the reasons I left is because the church got so politically correct and they were like everybody else. What was the point? But there's plenty of religious people, especially in the Orient monasteries, where the monks are so dedicate themselves to God that they don't get involved.
So they don't need a wife. I understand that. How about wife option? In other words, I'm not saying that the priest must be married. What if in a secular world of like ours... the priest had a wife. Let us say he's in New York or San Francisco, wherever. Why can't the priest have a wife? How would that interfere with the doxies of the church?
Because it would open the door. We all know all the things that are happening.
Oh, so you're saying the next day we'd hear that they should be able to marry another man. That would be a year, 2 days later.
As soon as you open...
2 days later, they should be able to marry the altar boy. That's 3 days later.
Well,
four days later, there would be a push and screaming outside the church. They should be able to marry a donkey. Okay, I get it. So in other words, once you open the door, there's no way to close it. Okay, that's one answer. I think priests should get married. You know, man plus woman, that's what the church believes in. A priest should be able to marry, not should have to. If you don't want to, many people go into the church to get away from women. Not because they're sexually oriented toward men. They want nothing to do with sex altogether. Sex has plagued them. Sex has ruined their lives. Sex has made them insane. And so they go into religion in order to suppress that and go into something more pure. They take that energy and they turn it into something else. That also is beautiful. But I think there should be an option where you can marry, you know, a woman, period. Man and woman, end of story. So you say, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Could the nun marry? Sure, if she wants to. Why can't a nun be married? Doesn't mean she has to be married. I'm on a roll. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Here's a vote. Traffic troubles continue on Highway 280 in the peninsula northbound at Woodside Road. Crash. It's got the two right lanes blocked. Traffic backed up towards Alpine Road. Further north, getting into San Francisco, earlier problems, 19th Avenue and Juniper Serra have been cleared. Traffic still slow northbound 280 in stretches between 380 and 19th Avenue. Northbound 101 still slow from 280 onto the lower deck. Slow on the upper deck into the city as well. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-637-1367 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-637-1367. 800-637-1367.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell, every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
It's a little different show tonight. It's the other side of Michael, one of the many... Just a different side. How much can you take of Woodward and Bernstein and Levinsky and Alinsky? You don't even remember the names anymore. The people can't take it anymore. Now you got Mitt and Ann Romney going to do a show with Meatball Jr. on Sunday. And it's about them and the roller coaster, not why they lost, what did they do wrong, what would they do again, what did they stand for, what did they hate the most about Obama's policy. Nothing. Meatloaf Jr. on Fox News, that's the interview, about how they feel. How Ann feels now, the pocketbook carrier. That was really helpful during the debates, during the campaign when Ann got up and she said that he's a great husband, he carries my pocketbook and he does the laundry. That really helped. You know, that at least drew in another 20 million women who wanted a real pocketbook carrier to lead America. Just what America wanted. A guy who does the laundry at night. Here's Craigslist under men looking for women. Listen to how sick people are. I'm not making up one word. The words you are about to hear are absolutely real. Kaiser Pharmacy, man for woman, age 25, Vallejo. You were at the pharmacy at Kaiser tonight, and I noticed how cute you are. You had scrubs on and glasses, and I think you looked so hot, but I didn't have the guts to hit on you and ask you for your number. There was a very cute baby waiting, and I saw you playing with him, and you looked so cute, and your smile was so beautiful. Hit me up. I would love to get to know you. By the way, was that penicillin you were getting with your methadone? who would answer a guy like this? Oh, this could be wall banger. I swear. Expert drywall finisher. Man for woman. Expert drywall finisher. That's wall banger. I'd love to finish your drywall. If his ratings keep up, the guy will at least have a career he could fall back upon. I'd love to finish your drywall. You're looking hot. It could be. It could be Wallbanger visiting Vallejo. It's the Savage Nation. Should priests marry?
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Good evening, MD folks. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A senior at Oakland's Fremont High School is hospitalized after being shot across the street from the school today. It happened around the time classes was getting out for the day. Police say the 17-year-old suffered a leg wound in the shooting and is expected to survive. A suspect in a hooded sweatshirt was seen running away from the scene. A memorial for two Santa Cruz police officers killed in the line of duty has been scheduled for March 7th. It'll be held at the Kaiser Permanente Arena and at the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium. Taking a look at the roadways, traffic everywhere is going to get worse in Hayward. Southbound 880 at Highway 92, second lane from the left block. Crash there. Eastbound 580 at Edwards in Oakland. Accident being reported. Still slow. Northbound 280 at north of Woodside Road. Crash still in the right lanes. Traffic backed up to Alpine Road. Things getting better into San Francisco. Northbound 280. Still slow and go, though, from 380 to 19th Avenue. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows.
If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change, and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Are you a hunter, fisherman, or target sports enthusiast? If so, Templar Sports of Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest hunting and fishing shop, is asking for your support. On Monday, March 4th, the town of Los Gatos will be holding a council meeting that could potentially impact Templar Sports business operations. If you're a supporter for the Second Amendment, a person who believes in being able to exercise your rights without undue burdens, please come out to show your support for your outdoors, target sports lifestyle. Come and support a professional, local, and customer-oriented business that serves the hunting, fishing, target sports, and law enforcement communities. Attendees should dress in business casual and be respectful to others' points of view. The meeting will be held at 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, March 4th at 7 p.m. That's 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, March 4th at 7 p.m. All Bay Area residents are welcome. Find more information about Templar Sports in Los Gatos and the meeting at TemplarSports.net. That's TemplarSports.net.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here we have a rare treat. The Keeper of the Forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX. How tomorrow moves.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Only you.
Who says that a national radio show has to be about politics every night? Who says that you can't have comic relief from the creeping communism that's engulfing every aspect of our life? One of the last areas, the reason that America is sex obsessed, it dawned on me today, is because it's one of the last areas that the government has not bothered you in to a great extent. And there's a reason for that. One of the reasons they're getting away with thievery and murder is because they've given you the imprisonment of sexual freedom. What people don't realize is that this whole concept of sexual freedom is really a way to enslave you and to distract you from the thievery and chicanery and the loss of your real freedoms. But that's too complicated for most people to think is true, especially if they're younger, where they're driven only by their impulses. They're not thinking about anything else. And they figure if they're free to chase a skirt, they're really free. But it isn't. That's what Orwell was trying to warn us when he said, the more I hear people screaming, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, the louder I hear the chains rattling. But that's really not here. I'm not here to, like, moralize to you. You want to chase skirts, your business. You want to run around like a donkey in heat, that's your business. But the fact is that the reason the government has said we're not in your bedroom, you can do anything you want with anybody, why not do it in the road, is so that they can rob the country blind and steal your very freedoms themselves. That's how I've seen it come down over the last 30 years. So that's why I'm going to this topic of should priests be allowed to marry, number one, which
again, as a non-Catholic looking in, I've never understood it. I have a lot of callers who are depending, you know, they're going to defend why they don't marry. With all of the molestation scandals, I believe that marriage would eliminate, minimize that type of behavior. You say, well, the predators are still going to come into the church and they'll use a woman as a beard. You know, they'll bring a woman beard wife in and they'll still molest the boys. That will happen. There'll be a few who slip through, but I think it will eliminate some of the compulsion that some of the guys have. I think, and also having more guys who are married as priests, they'll be on the lookout for the deeves. You know, they're more and more self-policing within the priesthood. At least I'm looking in. That's all. Then I'm going to the internet dating horror stories because of this Judy Arias trial. I watched it with astonishment. She is some actress. She is amazing. The prosecutor, though, had her on the ropes. I thought she was going to break and scream, please, I'll do anything you want. Let me off the stand. I did it. I shot him and stabbed him. He was good. This guy was good. I don't know if you saw any of this. Most of you are working today. But she reminds me of, I'm looking like on Craigslist now, men looking for women, women looking for men, right, like I've been doing. And you could see what people can get into trouble with this kind of thing. You know, but here's another one. One last one on today on Craigslist. It says man looking for woman, Berkeley. Bombshell brunette bat out of hell in Berkeley. You, a gorgeous woman driving a black or dark blue S-Class Mercedes on westbound 580 near Berkeley on Fred, or should I say piloting. Me, not as gorgeous, but still presentable, gent, stunned that someone could drive an S-Class as if it were a Ferrari, much less someone who looks like you. It could have been me. I mean, I don't happen to have long, dark hair, but it's like I have an S-Class and I drive it like it's a Ferrari, and I do have nerves of steel when I drive it. I hope the guy didn't have a pair of bifocals that slipped off his nose. You see, the point is that life is actually very funny. People are driving around. And you don't even realize it. Women listening to the show, guys are driving, they think you're in love with them if you even glance at them. If, God forbid, you're driving home, you're multitasking, you got to go home to your children, your husband, and this lunatic stalker is driving next to you in a car, he looks over, if, God forbid, you should look at him, the next thing you know, he's going to put his license plate on Craigslist, and he's sure you're in love with him. So don't ever look at it. Don't even look left or right in your car. That's the only advice I can give you because men are crazy. They all think you're looking for them. Patrick on WABC, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yep. I wanted to call and tell you thank you for the show that you do. At 9 o'clock when you come on, I'm a new listener. I thank God that I found you in the last couple of months because at the end of the day, if I have to hear one more story about the sequester and Obama and Vanya.
I can't take it. I can't. I'll vomit from one more word about it. And it's boring. On top of it all, it's boring, let alone tediously repetitive. It's boring unto itself.
It's beyond repetitive and boring. And I love the fact, the misconnections that you do and the stories you bring up. You talk about your dog, and it's funny, and it's amusing, and it's great. And I want to compliment you on your ratings, and I can only imagine that.
So you're a new male listener on WABC. I am number one in men 35-plus and men 21-plus, and I'm very proud of the fact that after only a few months, the New Yorkers have found me. I beat everyone. I beat news. I beat Spanish. I beat other talk stations. That's quite an achievement, Patrick. Let me send you a copy of my novel. What the heck? I should give out a few more. A Time for War. No, I had a rough day today. I don't know what it is. It was like not a good day because after yesterday's mania of the Woodward false flag, because that's what I think it is today. I think it was like a much ado about nothing. It was another game being played on our heads by Woodward and Obama. They're in it together. It's like, okay, we'll play good cop, bad cop. Oh, he threatened me. No, he didn't threaten me. Oh, he threatened me. Oh, yeah, bad fascism. Oh, man, that's dangerous. Stalinism. I mean, I fell for it. You figured if Bob Woodward would say it, even though I know he's a lib, the guy is desperate for a little attention, so he did that to peddle something. You know, it's a business like any. And the next, oh, here's the real emails. Oh, it wasn't really a threat. It wasn't like a Mossy Park threat. It didn't rise to the level of being found in the park while jogging with a gun on the finger, on your thumb, accidentally someone shot yourself. I mean, it wasn't like that. Say, after that, how can you? How much can you bake? Can we take? You know, and I know most of you are tired at the end of the day if you're listening to me. I'm glad you turned off Wallbanger because there's nothing to listen anymore. How many times can you hear the fake excitement from Lou Costello? Hey, yeah, I bet. You know, the portrait of Dorian Gray and Wallbanger have a lot in common because as he gets older, he was a good-looking young Irish guy originally, but as he got older now, he's starting to put on weight. The hair is thinning. The part in the middle, he looks very much like Lou Costello as he gets older. He can't control that. That's a thing you can't control is how you look. See, I'm lucky. I'm not on television. All you've got is me. The essence of me is my voice, my soul, my mind. That's what you're hearing. I have no props, no hairdo worrying, no tie, no facial gestures. You don't know what I'm wearing, nor do I want you to know. All you want to do is have some fun in your car or at home tonight on the radio. And in between all of this fun stuff, I'll work in politics because there's plenty of amazing political stories that I could work in. I don't know which one I could throw in now. Maybe I don't want to throw any in now. Tattooed beauty in front of grocery store. Did I read the Three Embarcadero Center? Here, I'm ready to make you feel like a real woman. Oh, this is a killer. Oh, that's disgusting. God. I went on one way. There's a frontal nude shot. I can't believe this. I thought they don't allow that. They really allow this? That's disgusting. That was horrible. I almost threw up. No, I clicked on it. It was a guy with his... That's unbelievable to me. To the fine redhead in a tan car. Oh, these people are sick. You got off the freeway at Washington. I was at the light. I saw you coming in the side mirror and made an O face. What? See, women, I warned you. Most men are crazy. They assume that because they looked at you through the side mirror, you're in love with them. You stopped and looked at me. I smiled and nodded, and you smiled, and I blushed. I tried to say something to you, but your windows were closed. No kidding! Of course the windows were closed. I just want you to know you're beautiful, and I hope to see you again. Can you believe this guy, how sick he is? He makes a face at her through a side mirror. You stopped and looked at me. Of course she looked at you. She thought you were a stalker and crazy. Then he says, I smiled and nodded, and you smiled. Of course she smiled. She was afraid you'd kill her otherwise. Then he said, I tried to say something to you, but your windows were closed. No, she was going to jump out and run out with her arms open and say, darling, I've been looking for you all my life. You know, men are, I think men really are sick if this is what they do in their cars. Wow. Okay, that's enough of men looking for women. Women looking for men. What should we, and I don't want to go to anything. It's a family show here. Women for men. Men for women. I'm not going to go to W for W and M for M. I'm not interested in that. So now let's move on to the callers. Where are we? The priest marrying is a good topic. And the FBI jets for war on terror use for top officials' personal and business travel is a huge scandal, by the way. The government just bought this last year two Gulfstream 2G5s in order to fly around Eric Holder and Robert Mueller. And the Bureau's sleek G5 jets, which cost $60 million, by the way, logged 60% of their hours on non-mission flights. This is according to an investigation by the GAO, obtained by the Washington Guardian. The travel on these jets included 88 personal trips for Holder and former Republican Attorney General Michael Mukasey, and 10 for Mueller, the review found. Now, what does this mean? It means that the sequester is all garbage. That if they wanted to really save money, they'd sell the G5 jets, they'd cut out this kind of pork barrel spending, and they could save billions of dollars overnight. So don't believe a word of it. It's all crap. You know that. That's why I'm doing it in the middle. It's all nonsense. You know that it's all lies from top to bottom. They can't live without it. Yeah, right. It's Kathleen on KSFO on the topic of the priests marrying. Go ahead, please.
Hey, yeah, Michael, there are two words to think of when you're thinking of the Catholic Church. Now, I'm coming from the point of view of a traditional Catholic, a Roman Catholic, but I'm outside the mainstream. I worship at a place that does not accept Vatican II. So it's very rare and very small, this group. Okay.
Yes, okay. So wait, let me see if I understand you. Does not accept Vatican II, which means you're more traditionalist, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It is as if Vatican II did not take place.
Okay, so Vatican II liberalized the church.
That's right. The modernism of the church.
Okay, so even I understand that.
Two words you got to remember. Contra mundo. That is Latin for against the world. My point is, a priest, a real priest, not the Father Feelgoods you're going to see in the mainstream church today, a real priest takes holy orders. That's different from, say, like, taking, receiving the sacrament of matrimony, or even staying single. Holy orders are different. It's a sacrament that confers an indelible mark on the man. That means that mark will never go away.
Okay, so he swears that he's married to who, God?
No.
Who's he married? So who's he married to, the church?
He's not married to anyone. He is celibate. That means that he gives his undivided love. I'm not talking about sexual love.
That's the essence of the thing. He's still a man. So what does he do with his humanity?
He is a human being. Well, this is where you've got to understand what celibacy really is.
Hold on. This is a very important concept for people listening. He's still a man. The word humanity is very interesting. I could have said humanity. But in this case, I'm talking about his humanity. What does he do with his humanity?
He is fully sexual.
With who, though?
We're not talking about a popular point of view. We're not talking about secular values here. We're not talking about the modern world. Remember, contra mundo.
Wait, Kathleen, and I'm not trying to be facetious here. The man has biological urges. The man has biological needs. What does he do with them?
You are coming from the supposition that the biological need must be satisfied in only one way. It's a special gift, Michael. Celibacy is a special gift. It is what we consider a gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay?
So a man who takes the vows of celibacy doesn't feel these urges?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? He struggles. It is a struggle to be chaste in this world.
Okay, so he does this on purpose, and he does it sort of like when I was a boy and I would watch certain rituals where they beat each other on holidays with thorn bushes and ripped each other's backs open. It's the same thing?
You're talking about something called mortification, and that's totally different. And you cannot go S&M here. That's not the same thing. Again, you got to get away from the secular, popular, Da Vinci Code point of view. Okay,
this is very good. I like the conversation because you're actually keeping up with me and you're not taking offense at it. You understand where I'm coming from. Are you celibate yourself, Kathleen?
What?
Are you celibate?
I am chaste. I practice chastity.
As a unmarried woman, right?
That is correct. I would only, this is getting rather personal, but I would only consider a sexual relationship within the confines of a sacramental marriage, because that is what I believe.
Okay, now no one's mocking that. Then why can't a priest consider sexual relations within the same set of rules?
Now, celibacy, you were talking about sexual freedom a minute ago.
Yes.
Celibacy, true celibacy, that doesn't mean there isn't a struggle. That doesn't mean there isn't a difficulty. It is the chief temptation that people are given.
So why struggle with it? Why make that? When life has other struggles, you're going to age, your teeth are going to fall out, you're going to get arthritis, God forbid, cancer or whatever. That's enough of a struggle as our body falls apart. Why do you have to add to it and take away the one outlet that a man has? But, you know, Kathleen, we could discuss this, and I love this conversation. Is it not true you're a traditionalist in the Catholic religion that until only a few hundred years ago, priests were allowed to marry?
You know, I am not sure about that, Michael. I have heard that story. I think it's a story. The thing you've got to remember, regardless of what may have changed or what may not have changed, Jesus Christ was a celibate man. The priest is in the person of Christ. That means that he emulates Christ. They call it persona Christi. Volitional celibacy is a freedom because you're giving yourself exclusively to Christ. You don't have a divided heart. Can you imagine taking up a third collection for alimony? Let me make another point. The Episcopal Church which seems to be giving people everything they want in terms of secular values. It's
right.
Schism over this. They are, it's schism.
Well, only because they've gone over the edge where they have, you know, openly gay priests or whatever they call them and such. And I think that's the dividing line. I didn't say that. I'm talking about marriage for a priest. And what you're saying is you oppose it. And why? And I really love your call. I do. I'm just slammed up against the break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Days of traffic, southbound 880-92 crash. Been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic sluggish from 238. Northbound 880 slow from Thornton as you head up towards Highway 238 as well. Earlier problems on 280 northbound and Woodside cleared. Traffic still sluggish through Los Altos Hills. Northbound 101 still slow. 280 onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. South Bay southbound 101 slow from 237 down to 87. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future by analyzing and creating portfolios tailored directly for you. We help people prepare for retirement by analyzing what they've done already to prepare themselves and coming up with some solutions moving forward that can put them on track to meet their retirement goals. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIP. PC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Now you can get the investment management services of Edelman Financial completely online. And our account minimum is now just $5,000. Our award-winning financial planning firm has been providing advice and investment management services for 25 years. And now it's easier than ever for you. And it's your choice. You can work with the advisors in our local office or get our investment management services quickly and easily online at rickedelman.com. Either way, you'll get access to the highly diversified portfolio that's right for you, encompassing the global financial marketplace. Plus, you'll get our daily strategic rebalancing review designed to help lower your investment risks and improve your returns. Visit Edelman online at rickedelman.com or talk with an Edelman advisor at 888-PLAN-REC. That's 888-PLAN-REC.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamache from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Just in time for spring break. Get high school skinny with all-natural weight loss supplements from Healthy Trim. Get half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
It's the Savage Street Journal. We're talking about should priests marry, and then we're talking about Miss Craigslist, and we're talking about this and the news, because you're not going to hear the word sequester out of me again. That's a nonsense word to begin with. It means nothing. What does it mean? So how many times can you hear the same story? Obama's a communist. He is. And a dictator is. Tyrant, he is. Surrounded by thieves and criminals. They are, in my opinion. So, and now what? What should I do about it? The Republicans are supposed to drag them over the hot coals, not me. Celibacy and health. My friend Dr. Sarfati sent this to me. Sexual abstinence diminishes the risk of contracting sexually transmitted diseases. Oh, but prevents one from obtaining the health benefits of sex. Queen's University in Belfast tracked the mortality of about 1,000 middle-aged men over the course of a decade. The study published in 1997, the BMJ, found that, quote, men who reported the highest frequency of orgasm enjoyed a death rate half that of the laggards. I knew it. I knew it. They're absolutely right. The report also cited other studies show that having sex even a few times a week may be associated with the following improved sense of smell. Really? Wow. Reduced risk of heart disease, weight loss, and overall fitness, reduced depression. The relief or lessening of pain, less frequent colds and flu, better bladder control, and better health. Better health? Better teeth. Well, no, you have better teeth in order to have more orgasms. That's backwards. Oh, my God. Men in their 20s reduced by a third their chance of getting prostate cancer by ejaculating more than five times a week. No, look, this is medically true. I think that a lot of prostate trouble is related to men not ejaculating frequently enough, incidentally. I'm laying it on the line. I've studied this for years.
Love is strange.
The last refuge, that's the last refuge for America, is the sexual and the romantic. The whole myth of romance. Romance, as you all know, is a somewhat recent phenomenon. It didn't exist in ancient times. You know that, don't you? The whole idea of romance developed in the Middle Ages, so far as I understand. It didn't exist before then. It's not like I'm Mr. Scrooge, like hogwash. People fall in love, and we know where that leads. A German psychiatrist warned us 50 years ago, it lasts 90 days. The next thing you know, it's the braces, the dental, the orthodonture, the insurance policy, the mortgage. So we're talking about should priests be allowed to marry. And as a non-Catholic, I realize people are taking umbrage with me. Some are, but I know it's being discussed right now in the Catholic Church. I don't see how marriage would interfere with an Orthodox Catholic lifestyle. In other words, you could still be super Orthodox Catholic, you know, not accepting Vatican II, I think she said. Was it Vatican II, Vatican I? You know, the liberalization of the church. You could follow all the rituals, which are beautiful. Sometimes at night when I'm scanning, there's a couple of Catholic channels. I think the rituals are very interesting, and they're very austere and meaningful. But I don't understand why priests can't marry. And the woman was calling in the last hour and said, well, because celibacy, you know, this and that. And I was talking about the fact that, celibacy is one thing, but, you know, what does it do to you biologically? What does a man do with his natural, you know, feelings? How does he live? So she said he's supposed to repress those. And I was saying, medically, it's not a good thing to repress those feelings your entire life. I think it makes people pretty sick, by the way. I, you know, in fact, My friend sent me an article just now from the British Medical Journal. You say, well, what's that liberal? You can say liberal to everything and make and therefore say it has no validity. That's nonsense. They tracked 1,000 middle-aged men over the course of a decade at Queen's University in Belfast. The study was published in 1997 in the British Medical Journal, and it found that men who reported the highest frequency of orgasm enjoyed a death rate half that of the laggards. And having sex even a few times a week may be associated with the following. Improved sense of smell. That I could do without. Reduced risk of heart disease. That I would like. Weight loss, I would like. Overall fitness, I would like. Reduced depression, I would like. The relief or lessening of pain, I would like. Less frequent colds, don't get them. Better bladder control, don't need it. And better teeth. All right. The report cited a study published by the British Journal of Urology International, which indicated that men in their 20s can reduce by a third their chance of getting prostate cancer by ejaculating more than five times a week. So I know someone's going to listen to this and say, let's see now. I reduce my risk of getting prostate cancer by a third if I ejaculate more than five times a week. So can I eliminate the chance of getting prostate cancer altogether by ejaculating more than five times a day? I mean, no, I don't think it works that way. I know a man who went to a urologist, 30, 40 years ago. He was having prostate pain. And he's a young man at the time. And he went to the urologist who examined and poked and prodded and the ultrasound. And the doctor looked at him and said, here's the diagnosis. You're either having too much sex or too little. He looked at the doctor and said, what are you talking about? How can it be one or the other? He says, because you're having prostate pain because of either too much sex or too little sex. That's what he got out of the doctor. That sounded like the politics of today, doesn't it? It sounds like the answer we're getting out of the Democrats. So, I don't know. Can we make a question out of it? I could do just straight out news. I could read more from Craigslist misconnections, which are funny. Some of these are crazy. I mean, you don't know how crazy people are. You know what it is? People are lonely. And a woman's driving around at night. Here's a guy takes an ad. You looked at me at the exit on 580 in the rearview mirror. I looked at you. I smiled at you. You smiled at me. I pulled up and you closed the window. Of course she did. She thought you were going to whack her, you idiot. And the reason she smiled at you is to disarm you. She was afraid if she frowned at you, you'd pull a maniac job on her. Men are crazy. I don't understand this. Jim on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. Dr. Savage, a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, sir. So what's on your mind?
So I met someone answering a missed connection ad once.
And how was it?
Excellent.
It was a good one. In other words, who was it you who posted the ad or she?
She did.
She saw you. You remembered?
I saw her. I was in the hardware store. It was summer. I took my shirt off. I'm in pretty good shape. And I scoped out this beautiful woman. And then she scoped me out and said I had a nice body.
Well, that was very subtle of her. Hold it. At that way, Jim, I got to ask you something. So you have your shirt off. You're buff. She says you have a nice body, and you didn't get her number then. You had to go to Miss Connections. I mean, how many more signals did you need, Jim? She practically threw herself at you in the hardware store. So, okay, but what? You didn't come on to her at that moment?
No. I like to make...
What, you were with your wife or what? What was the reason?
I'm single.
Okay, come on, I'm pulling your leg.
Oh, okay.
But why didn't you ask for her number then and there? I'm curious.
You know what? This happens to me a lot, so it's just kind of...
Mr. Conceited, I get it. They all throw themselves at you. You didn't know who to choose. Okay. Jim, that's okay. Some of us are more lucky than others, and you're one of the lucky ones. I don't know. Am I allowed to enjoy myself on talk radio in these difficult, crazy times? Am I allowed to have a little light night? Because I can't take it anymore. If I have to one more night here sequester and Obama and fiscal cliff, I can't take this. Boring. Boring, boring, boring. Talk radio has to have a little more depth to it, a little more width to it, a little more responsibility to letting people relax. You know, if they say that having orgasms
more than five times a week reduces your risk of prostate cancer by a third. How about laughing five times a week? What would that reduce the risk of? What if you can laugh five times a week? I think that would reduce the risk of brain cancer, you know? But, I mean, we could go back to serious topics. And, by the way, here's something that's humorous and quite serious, and I missed it on Monday. Remember I blasted the Oscars, and I talked about how the First Lady debased the White House by bringing it into the Oscar ceremony, and then even a liberal rights on Hollywood agreed that it was unnecessary to politicize the Oscars like that. It was a slap in the face to the rest of America, blah, blah, blah. But something I missed that my friend told me about was the Ted and Mark Wahlberg offensive Oscar bits about Jewishness. You can't believe this. It was so awful, I missed it because I didn't watch it except the Michelle piece. Listen to clip 16.
Look at all this talent. All this talent in one spot. There's Daniel Day-Lewis. There's Alan Arkin. There's Joaquin Phoenix. And you know what's interesting? All those actors I just named are part Jewish.
Oh, okay.
What about you? You got a Berg on the end of your name. Are you Jewish?
Am I Jewish? No, actually, I'm Catholic.
Ah, wrong answer. Try again.
What?
Look, you want to work in this town or don't you? That's interesting, Mark, because I am Jewish.
No, you're not.
I am. I was born Theodore Shapiro, and I would like to donate money to Israel and continue to work in Hollywood forever. Thank you. I am Jewish.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, well, we'll see who the idiot is when they give me my private plane at the next secret synagogue meeting.
You think that's funny? Do you think that's funny? I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all. I think Mark Wahlberg is a putz for engaging in that. I think the idiot who played Ted's voice is a moron. I think that the Oscar ceremony itself again debased itself with this kind of, it was Jew baiting, racism, playing into stereotypes. Disgusting. It was something that would have been done during the early Hitler years. Oh, in the later years, they even got more dramatic. Sure, keep this up, Mark Wahlberg. Because in a few years, you can start to get the real stereotypes, you know, the hooked nose. You know what I'm saying? You can really have fun, Mark. This is amazing to me. This is like Hitler circa 1936, 37, where they start off real light. And the next, hey, got a laugh out of that one. Let's see if we can raise the stakes on it in the 37, 38, 39. Then in 40, there's the rolling cars, the box cars. That's how it starts. And I don't know if, I think some of the professional Jewish groups complained about it. I didn't hear it. I heard they got angry. Who knows what they get angry at anymore. But I didn't hear this till my friend cued me to it. I can ask you what you think of it, but what's the point? What are you going to say? You liked it? It wasn't the, what's the point of talking about it? Let's see. Lanny Davis. Me too. That's some story that is. I never liked Lanny Davis. That guy always gave me the creeps. There was something so creepy about him. From the Clinton years, he had that creepiness about him, like eerie, the kind of kid in school who, he looked like the kind of, I didn't say he does, Lanny Davis looked like the kind of kid who always, like, stole answers and then got A's, or the kind of kid who stepped on your arch in the playground and then said you stepped on his, all of those kind of things. What would you like me to talk about? Aha, I got a serious caller. Mary on WABC, go ahead, please.
Hi, I was really drawn in yesterday with your comments about Bob Woodward. But then today I'm struggling to understand why you're calling it a shell game. I don't understand why Woodward would want attention.
Well, he's selling a book. He's lost his prime place as the deacon of the liberal journalist establishment. He's been sort of superseded by the internet guys. And he wants to show he's still relevant and that he's so important that they would threaten him. But if you actually read the emails, there was no real physical threat. It was just like, we'll excommunicate you is all it was. So he made it sound as though they threatened his life. That's what the implication was. But they didn't. I mean, it was overblown is all I'm saying, Mary. So I think it was a two-card Monty game between him and the handlers for Obama to draw attention. Why do I say that? I'll tell you why. Remember the whole false flag about the birth certificate? You say, well, it's still not proven. Listen, even Donald Trump fell into that sand trap. And remember what happened after that when he produced the birth certificate, even if it's false? It ended the dispute, right? So, in other words, those people who jumped in and said, aha, the president and his handlers are fascists, and they threatened
Woodward. Then the next day, the emails are finally released in their entirety, and it wasn't a threat. So, in other words, it was another example of people overreacting to Obama because, obviously, they're racists or whatever you want to say. Now, fill in the blank. And it could have been orchestrated. These are very smart people. How do you think he became president? His handlers made him president somehow, didn't they? It's all part of the same game. At least that's one possibility, Mary, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. It's very consistent.
That's all I'm saying. Remember, I'm a talk show host. I'm trained in science. I have a PhD from Berkeley in a great field. Fine. So I'm an analytical person, but I'm also a novelist. And so, therefore, I have a vivid imagination. And in my imagination, if I were writing up a scenario where a devious demagogue, a devious administration, which one isn't, but a particularly devious administration wants to set up the opposition for a further fall, this would be a good scenario to do it. It's not that far-fetched. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family-owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family-owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Diamonds, the jewelry exchange, has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1-carat certified solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and half-carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of My World pendants are $2.99, half-carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5 carat studs cards are $199. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy Factory Direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City. 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
I'm just a lonely boy, lonely and blue.
Yep, I think there's increased loneliness in the world, personally, with all of the sexual liberation. Everyone's looking for somebody else. You look at the internet ads. It's amazing. They think they missed connection. Look, it's a human nature. They want perfection. Everybody wants perfection. Paul in Philadelphia on WWIQ. You're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Catholics believe that sexuality is a gift from God, and you have to use it in a certain way.
Wait, hold on. Sexuality is a gift from God. But what if you have no one to give it to? What if you have no one to give the gift to? So what good is the gift?
Well, that's relating at what you just said, to celibacy. And it's self-restraint.
I'm not laughing at it, but, you know, it is a gift from God. But as all gifts, it's better to give than to receive.
Right. Well, I know what you're saying. But it's in other words, it's saying, that, yes, there is value in self-restraint and self-control. In other words, Catholics believe that you shouldn't have premarital sex. And I know it sounds...
Yeah, I understand, but it builds up in a guy. The guy gets, like, sick from it.
Well...
At this point now, I'm putting aside all doxy, all false pretense. I will tell you, most guys, if they walk around with frustration, they get sick from it.
Yes, I that's why we believe, like, you have to be careful with, occasions of sin. In other words, yes, if you keep looking at magazines, and then yes.
All right, I didn't say that. I'm not saying go out and overtly stimulate that sense. Just by nature itself, a young man is going to have these desires. This is what impels him to meet a woman. And if the woman is chaste, the woman holds back from sexuality. That usually leads to a more serious commitment on the part of the male, and eventually they will marry, and if the woman and the man love each other, they'll have a baby or whatever. That's the way nature is set up. They're supposed to want to complete themselves through the sex act with the opposite sex. I mean, it's human nature. There's nothing bizarre about that. I'm just saying that there are medical, spiritual, moral, even moral effects of celibacy that may not be so beneficial.
Right, I see what you're saying, and yes, physiologically, I see your point. But also, it gets to the other point, just when you were talking a minute ago, what jumped in my head was, like, when the priest would teach us in high school, like in other words, you have to redirect your energies, and in other words, yes, I know that's not what you were saying purposely, you know.
I understand. Okay, that's very good. That is very good. Deflect it, redirect it, use it for other things, up to a point. That is true. But then eventually the young man will want to find a woman and have sex. I mean, get married and have sex, whatever order it occurs in. That's the course of human nature. The course of human nature is not to suppress your sexuality your whole life, is it?
No.
And so therefore we come back to the priest.
by putting the priest in such an unnatural situation and telling him he's condemned to a life sentence of celibacy, it kind of comes out in warped ways in too many cases. That is one man's opinion. It's an outsider view. Forgive me if I'm stepping on your sensitivities.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hoax. I talk 560 KSFO. A felon saw in a shooting and crash that killed an Oakland rapper and two other people in the Las Vegas Strip is in custody in the Los Angeles area. Amar Harris was arrested today by a team of police and federal agents in North Hollywood. A woman who claims to have been raped at UC Santa Cruz now admits the attack never happened. Police have referred the case to the district attorney's office for further review. And January and February were officially the driest in California history. Today's monthly measurement shows the Sierra snowpack is just 57% of normal. Taking a look at the roadways, have some slow traffic southbound 101. And starting on Marsh Road as you head into Palo Alto. Northbound 101 is also slow 237 to 85. Looks like we may have had an earlier problem there. Northbound 680 at Washington Boulevard in Fremont, accident to the side, and eastbound 980 at 24, accident right lane blocked. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
My husband is very, very good at using all tools. He has not passed it along.
I think it's smart that he was able to teach this skill to his young sons.
Brian, you just said exactly the opposite.
Now we know why women talk three times as much as men. They're totally talking to us and we're not listening.
It's
and they have to repeat
husband,
themselves
folks.
Like two or three times.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560. KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He is Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack.
Thank you.
Taking for a ride on the price of your next car or truck, I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. Let me help you.
You can always get the absolute truth about everything automotive from Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. And now, there are three ways to reach him. One, call him at 1-800-CAR-7777. Two, email him at carprousa.com. Or three, friend him on Facebook and get your questions answered that way. Just hit the link at carprousa.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560.
It is the Savage Nation. It's time to take your calls on the celibacy, on the priest should they get married, on any other topic I've touched on. 855-407-282 is the phone number. I'm taking it a little easier tonight. I'm not going to get a stroke worrying about Obama. I can't deal with it anymore. That's all. I'm going to put on a top hat and cane, wrap myself in the cloak of outrage every minute. I mean, I'm outraged in the morning, but there's only so much outrage a man can have until it sort of affects his health. Talk about celibacy. You know, what about the effect of getting burned up over everything that this crooked political class does to us? How much can you take of that? I need comic relief. I hope you do too. So here's some newspaper stuff, then I'll take your calls. Oh, we have a 28-year-old priest that I like. Now, that's a call I want to hear. Myrtle Beach, Father Jim, WRNN, is calling the Savage Nation. Now, here's what I want to hear. A man who's actually a priest. Father Jim, thanks for calling. Tell us your feelings.
I believe, as far as the celibacy, there are many activities that you can do to curb your urges. I am a regular runner in the morning before Mass, and in the evening when I get a chance. I have a colleague here in town who is a Chinese herbologist, and when I explained to him, we first met, that I have these frustrations, although I want to make faith to the vow of celibacy. I says, what do the Chinese use when they're frustrated? And he gave me some teas, and periodically during the day, I can have my cup of tea and be sitting there and working, or have a couple in front of me and counseling. And there is, I guess, you have to, if you're going to focus on a celibate lifestyle, you have to take the measures that are going to fit what you else you do to abide your time when you're not preaching the gospel or counseling. And
obviously, you're not going to go to a strip club or go to online pornography. I don't mean to be, you know, ugly about it, but okay, that's the obvious and burlesque answer.
Right.
But still in all, you're a young man. And you still have normal desires. Are you suggesting that the tea you're taking completely suppresses these or neutralizes them?
I would say it depresses them. And I'm not in a vacuum. If I stand outside the church after Mass, my Catherine, my, you look sharp today. Have an office meeting because they come to Mass before the morning. An older one.
You know, this is very intriguing because I once spoke about this at length many years ago with a very, very Orthodox rabbi. And he said to me, do you think we're made of stone? He said, we feel everything that the average man feels as well, but we don't act on it. Instead, we invest ourselves into worshiping God. That was his answer to me.
Basically what we do.
He said, of course we feel the same things other men feel. Now, of course, rabbis are allowed to get married. I still don't. Well, as an educated younger priest, is it not true that priests were permitted to be married up until a few hundred years ago by the Catholic Church?
Through the early Middle Ages.
Early Middle Ages. And what happened to change that?
It was the Nicene Council. That would have been Vatican I. That would have been 15-something, and I don't call the date. I would have to pull a history book out.
Well, what was the impetus for saying to priests you can't marry anymore? Was there a scandal? Did something occur? Was there a change in philosophy? Do you have any idea Theologically, why?
Not theologically, but community-wise, for lack of a better term, because it was a structure that was well-meant but did not develop. For example, young women, their parents would put them at a young age in servitude to learn the church so that they could ultimately enter the convent. And by the priest's recommendation, they got the stamp on the head that this is the right person, they have the right values. But in the meantime, because they were living in the abbot or rectory, it was likely there was some promiscuous activities going on, because it was a...
Well, it's only human that it would occur, of course. Just as today, there are scandals. But do you think it would destroy the Catholic Church if they were to open up the priesthood to heterosexual marriage?
It would defer the sacrament. It would make almost meaningless the sacrament of confession, because you go to a man who is celibate.
Mm-hmm.
Is the guy representative of God by mm-hmm. ordination.
Mm-hmm.
He accepts and listens and gives you your penance. And because he is going back to his home, the rectory, where he is supposed to be in prayer after he's heard the confessions, he is not going back and say, "Hey, honey, you should have heard what I heard this afternoon." You know that.
That's funny. That's funny, because so he doesn't have a soulmate to share the secrets with.
Right, and
yeah, but by the same token, again, not to be facetious, there are professions wherein the professional does not share their professional information with their spouse. That could be a doctor, psychiatrist. It could be a lawyer cannot share confidentialities with a spouse. So it isn't unique to the spiritual profession in that regard.
Well, let me give you something, Michael. Tomorrow I'm looking at my calendar. I have the 7:00 Mass. I have the 8:30 giving out grades to the upperclassmen, 11, 12th grade at our parochial school. I then have to make a lunch with a person who is floating a financial proposal to the school so that they can rent out the building when the school is not, and they will, in essence, because of what they need to put in the school, they will pay for the power for the school year. And I mean, there will be mommies dressed because their little babies are getting their report cards tomorrow. This woman I am meeting with is attractive, but I don't worry about it. I have my black shirt, my white stay, crisp black blazer, black pants, black shoes, and I walk in, and I am a gentleman. I pull the chair out for her, and I sundries, and I'm like... You know, and I will say to her, I says, "It is a pleasure to have lunch with you. You don't know how rarely."
No, you're a rare man, and you are the, let us say, the role model for what priests should be, ought to be, pray to God, all are. And God only knows that you are, in that sense, a wonderful man in that regard, and people need that. They want to hear that. So perhaps you have convinced me tonight that it is a good doctrine to not marry as a priest in that regard. I mean, if all of the priests thought the way you did and had your self-control and yet were perfectly normal in your desires and could control them and did so because you knew it was a blessing to do so and you'd be rewarded in the next world for this, shall I say, sacrifice, that's a beautiful thing. And that's perfectly understandable to me as well. And by the way, it's actually a thrill in a way to me to believe that I have such a, I don't know what the right word, such an individual as yourself, even taking the time out of your busy day to listen to my show. What motivates you to listen to Michael Savage?
It's mind candy. It's back after hearing all the complaints of the parishioners to whom I work with, and I want to sit down, I want to have my cup of coffee, and just sit back and think and be challenged. And your use of vocabulary, your presentation, I'm often sitting in my den with my feet up and my cup of coffee, and I'm talking to the radio going, no, you shouldn't have said that. The argument is...
Now, I hope you mean sitting with your cup of herbal tea.
No, actually, I drink the
tea. So you drink coffee at night to go to sleep. That's interesting. You have a very refined nervous system. I understand how that works. What's in that herbal tea? Did he ever disclose to you what the name of the herbs are?
It's green something. It's three different types of green tea.
Oh, I'd like to know what they are. Well, that could be very popular in San Francisco in Nancy Pelosi's backyard.
I go in there, and he has two bags for me when I call, and it's all set up. 1 3-pound bag is green. 1 3-pound bag is more of a yellowish color.
Well, I know, but we need to get... Tell you what, Father Jim, I'll give you a trade. I'm going to send you a copy of my novel, which I'm sure you could read, A Time for War. There's nothing obscene about it. And then I want you to stay on the line, and in exchange, please ask your herbalist to give you the Chinese names or anything else he knows about them. I'd be very curious. Having written several books on herbal medicine over the years, I'm always intrigued by this. You know, one other side, though, you talk about Chinese herbs. Of course they work if they really know what they're doing, and most of the real old-timers do. I knew a man 30 years ago who had very severe prostatitis. Now, not prostate cancer, thank God, but swollen, painful prostate. If he'd bend down, it would hurt him. He didn't know what to do. He went to a Chinese herbalist in San Francisco, and the herbalist gave him a formula, little black pills, and after taking one course of these pills, he never had prostatitis again the rest of his life. He then knew a man, this same friend of mine, he told me, in New York. In this case, it was an African gentleman who was a doorman in Manhattan. And he told the doorman about almost the miracle cure from the Chinese herbal pills. And the doorman confided in him that he also had prostatitis. When he went home, he got the pills, sent them to the man. 2 weeks later, the African doorman said, I can't believe it was a miracle. So there is definite wisdom in Chinese herbal medicine if they know what they're doing. And what's intriguing about this pill, because I then looked at the pill. The friend of mine let me see the wrapper, and I looked at the names in the Latin names and the common names. The Chinese theory of prostatitis is that it is caused by a latent bacterial infection, an invisible bacterial infection that is subclinical. And it is usually missed in treatments. In other words, perhaps the man had gonorrhea at an earlier stage and treated it with the standard medical treatment, but it wasn't entirely cleaned up or cured, and it lingered, and it became latent. That's the theory in Chinese medicine. And so, therefore, within that formula, there was a plant with a powerful antibiotic property. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded it. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Your favorite station really helps you out.
Now it gets better.
Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station and your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com or wherever you grab apps.
iHeartRadio.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared. I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about our revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
We are talking about love, missed love, etc. on the Savage Nation. Somehow the question of celibacy amongst priests came up. Initially, I was 100% in favor of, from the an outsider, thinking priests should marry. But after that wonderful young priest called, I'm not so sure. And so being a scientist by training and an epidemiologist at that, I just did a quick search for you, my loving audience. That, see, I know how to search. The key to doing research is knowing what to look for. I got the answer almost immediately. I said, I wonder what the rate of prostate cancer is amongst Catholic priests. So I put in the search, prostate cancer mortality among Catholic priests. I got an answer immediately out of a reputable journal, but it's an older study. Nevertheless, it's a good study. Journal of Surgical Oncology, 1981, prostate cancer mortality among Catholic priests. Take a guess what the result is. As a result of celibacy, do you think that they have higher mortality or lower? Well, here's the answer. To investigate the possible role of celibate lifestyles in the etiology of prostate cancer, analyses of mortality from cancers of the prostate and other sites among an average annual cohort of 6,226 Roman Catholic clergymen in New York State from 65 through 77 were conducted. The death certificates of 1,006 were reviewed. Of these, 156 deaths were attributable to malignant neoplasms. Clerics experienced mortality ratios of 15% less for all causes of death and 30% less for cancer mortality. Given mortality, blah, 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 12 deaths from prostatic cancer were observed, while 19.8 were expected. This represents a mortality experience significantly less than that of the general non-celibate population. Lower mortality ratios are also found for cancers of the lung, colorectum, and stomach. So, in other words, the celibate lifestyle is actually healthier from the terms of point of view of cancer. So that's interesting, right off the bat. They lead a clean life, and that's the answer. You know, I miss my mother so much recently as I get older. I lost her a while ago, as you know, those of you who have listened. She was a wonderful woman. My father, God rest his soul, died very young. He died in 1970, and she never remarried. Never. She had several opportunities. She wasn't interested. And I had her on the show. Many of you may remember this famous piece. I don't have it right now. I wish we did. A year before she passed away, I had her on the show from her place in Florida. And she was 86 at the time, or 87. I said, Mom, this is live on radio. I said, Mom, to what do you owe your longevity? Now, she was not a book-educated woman. So I thought that I over-ramped the question. But she got it. She was smarter than me. So I said, Mom, to what do you owe your longevity? So she said, in my case, she set me up. In my case, she says, I said, yes. She says, no sex. Well, the audience remembers that answer to this day. Everyone loved it. They thought it was unbelievable how she set me up, the timing, the delivery. You could see where I get it from. But she wasn't kidding. You know, the mores of the times and the mores of that time were, unless you have constant and frequent sex, you're going to die. Well, maybe it's not true for everybody. Maybe for you it's true. Maybe for others it's not true. I think it's quite individualistic, incidentally. Some people are more driven with sexual urges than others, first of all. There are men who have almost no libido after a certain age. There are men who are driven with libido until they're 90, and they're driven crazy, and they drive everybody crazy around them. It's just a different, you know, what shall I say, different strokes for different folks. It is what it comes down to. I mean, in that sense, the hippies were right. Different strokes for different folks. Some people are driven and some people are not. So you can't overgeneralize in a world with, 5-6 billion people. I don't know what the number is now. It's very hard to, you know, you can live in your own bubble and make a statement. You know, one of the reasons I went into epidemiology is because to make uneducated statements about health, anyone can do. But if you want to study patterns of disease in large numbers of people, as scientists do in epidemiological studies, you can come up with a more respectable and a more rational conclusion than you can with saying, my Uncle Mo died at 102 and he drank every night 2 whiskeys and he was a wild runaround. He lived in Las Vegas and smoked. Good. So he had good protoplasm and great genetics, in other words. But you can't now generalize that you should drink 2 bottles of whiskey and smoke 8 packs of cigarettes. So you have to now look at, how about smoking and drinking for the average population? Well, we all know what that does. Okay, they're co-carcinogens, and you're going to die much younger, and you're going to die a horrible death, generally. You're not going to be as lucky as Uncle Mo. So that's why I studied epidemiology and why I still find it an interesting field. But I've applied or try to apply my analytical abilities in epidemiology to politics, which is why I think my analysis is usually correct. It doesn't take a genius to analyze what Obama is saying on a regular basis to know that he's making it all up as he goes along. The whole world's going to come to an end if the budget isn't increased? Right. And that's why they had to buy 2 G5s to fly around Eric Holder and a few other people. They couldn't have flown first class. I mean, let's be realistic here. You're talking about a bloated government with excessive pork barrel spending on every level. Everybody knows that. The most diehard Democrat knows that. You don't have to be an epidemiologist to know that. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
These cuts will force federal prosecutors to close cases, potentially let criminals go. Air traffic controllers and airport security will see cutbacks, and that could cause delays at airports across the country. Tens of thousands of parents will have to scramble to find child care for their kids.
Demagogue.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans will lose access to primary care and preventive care, like flu vaccinations.
Alinsky stooge.
So these cuts are wrong. They're not smart. They're not fair. They're a self-inflicted wound that doesn't have to happen.
Well, there's an example of the fear tactics that the Chicago candidate Obama is using. As we well know, it was all lies because they could cut elsewhere. There's plenty of fat in the system, like trips by the Department of Homeland Security to Hawaii or to Las Vegas to study Homeland Security. You can find a few $100 million cutting out the vacations for the girls at the Department of Homeland Security who work for Janet. I said to you that the release of the illegal aliens into the streets should have forced a conference by the Republicans calling for the firing of Napolitano. Instead, they fired. Did you know this? Did you know that they fired an ICE agent? They blamed him. They threw somebody overboard inside the ICE itself, Immigration and Customs Employment. They fired a senior official who they claim did it. But the fact of the matter is, by releasing criminal detainees who are in prison, they have committed a crime, not only against their duties, but against the Constitution. They've made Americans unsafe. Napolitano should be fired, not the career employee. And I'm telling you, if we had a real Republican Party, they would have fired Napolitano out of it, out of it. So this is what's going on. I predicted this would happen. I'm not trying to show you how smart I am, but it didn't take that much analysis to understand where Obama was going. Let's put it to you this way. I study politics since I'm 18 years of age. I've watched leaders, presidents, dictators, nice guys leading. And I've seen this guy from the beginning. I saw him the first day he was foisted upon us. Very important word. The first day Obama, as I affectionately call him, was foisted upon the American people, that we saw him afterwards. That first day, as he walked up the steps of Air Force One, do you remember how tentative his steps were? Like a child on a tricycle, on a three-wheeler, he looked insecure. He looked around and said, oh, my God, look where the gang put me. I can't believe it. That's what his eyes said. Look where they put me in, Michelle. I can't believe it. I'm on Air Force One. Now speed the clock forward. Now we have the guy unraveling and coming up with such big lies about the so-called sequester, which he created, saying if you cut a dime out of the budget, the sky will fall. The sky will fall. Everything's good. And then they release people into the streets from jails, illegal aliens. I hadn't seen that done since the Mariel boat invasion by Fidel Castro, who was the last communist leader to release thugs onto the enemy shores. I was going to open with this story. I'll read you the headline, and then I'll tell you why I changed it. The headline was this. It got me so angry that I said, look, the audience is going to want to hear this to see how degenerated the society has become. College hosts sex masturbation tutorial inside a church. So I said, I've got to read this on the air to show you what a degenerate society we are becoming. How people with a minority sexual orientation are now debasing the entire society is something that people need to know about. And I was going to talk to you about this, but then another story came in that actually stunned me. Majority of U.S. citizens say illegal immigrants should be deported. And this is being reported by none other than the left-wing Reuters. Did you hear what I said to you? A new poll from Reuters Ipsos. Now, this is as left-wing as it gets. Ipsos is a fake poll. And yet even they're saying that according to their online survey, most Americans want illegal immigrants deported. I don't want to spend hours on this because I've done it for 18 years. I just want you to know that you are being set up and sold out and thrown down the river by your politicians who don't represent a damn thing that the American people want. No matter who does the poll, no matter when the poll is done, left, right, or center, the American people do not agree with the phonies running the country off the rails. Remember I did a show on the flu shot and how it doesn't protect you, and I was attacked by the medical establishment, how I was attacked by the media establishment, how I was attacked by the pharmaceutical establishment. I was right. Came out from the Associated Press. Flu shot doing poor job of protecting older people. Turns out this year's flu shot is doing a startlingly dismal job of protecting older people, the most vulnerable age group. The vaccine is proving only 9% effective in those 65 and older against the harsh strain of the flu that is predominant this season. The so-called Centers for Disease Control said health officials are baffled as to why this is so. I'm not baffled. I told you why. The reason they're baffled is because they're not able to tell you why it's not effective. Baffled. What's so baffling? It takes common sense. You don't need a PhD. The majority of U.S. citizens say illegal immigrants should be deported. The other story is college hosts sex masturbation tutorial inside a church. Now, I'm going to read you the story. Allegheny College's Ford Memorial Chapel was transformed into a boudoir of sorts as professional sex educators, you know what I think of them, don't you, advise students in attendance how best to touch themselves and their partners to reach orgasm in what was billed as an educational seminar. The chapel, built and dedicated in 1902, is where Catholic Mass and non-denominational services are conducted every week at the private liberal arts college in northwestern Pennsylvania. But all that took place was that in a back pew, but all that took a back pew to Wednesday's festivities dubbed I Heart the Female Orgasm and hosted by a variety of student groups on campus. The two sex educators, Marshall Miller and Kate Weinberg, talked students through a variety of masturbation techniques during the event. I will not read them to you because I find them personally revolting, to be honest with you. Now, they went to the college's so-called chaplain to show you how deeply the degeneracy has penetrated every avenue of academia and virtually every avenue of government. In statements, the college's so-called chaplain defended the masturbation event and the location, calling its theme responsible. And a campus spokesperson said it offered, quote, a great message. This is showing you who has taken over the universities and colleges in America. And I remember when this started, 20 years ago, it was called the Long March Through the Institutions, just as Mao Zedong marched through all of the institutions of culture in China before China was turned into a communist dictatorship. We now see what's been going on in America. While the chapel is hosting services in conjunction with Lent on Wednesday, the building turned into a sex marketplace of sorts, as student groups sold buttons, T-shirts, and hats bearing the program's name inside the chapel itself after the event concluded. They also sold books on female orgasm, blah, blah, blah. Weinberg also weighed in on a portion of the Book of Genesis in regard to masturbation, and she attacked the Book of Genesis. She mocked the Book of Genesis, and she went into the Bible and made a mockery of the Bible inside the event. I think you've got the short version of the story, and I guess I have a question for you. What can I ask you? Do you find this offensive in a church? Of course you do. But, you know, the real issue, as I rode on my bicycle today, is not that it's offensive, nor that degenerates like this would be allowed into our institutions where our children's minds are being warped on a daily basis. What really is at stake here is why this is happening. Why is this happening to such an extent in society? So as I was pedaling my way to health today, as I try to do every day, and I have done for most of my life, my background in anthropology came up from my subconscious, and I remembered these words on the bicycle as I was pondering this. Masturbation tutorial in a church. What pops in my head is these words, the sacred and the profane. So I couldn't wait to get home to remember who wrote about the sacred and the profane. And I remembered when I got home that it was Émile Durkheim, the great French sociologist, one of the grandfathers of anthropology, who wrote the dichotomy between the sacred and the profane is the central characteristic of religion. And he wrote that religion is a unifying system of beliefs and practices relative to sacred things That is to say, things set apart and forbidden. That's what religion is supposed to do for us. It separates the sacred from the profane. And he said the sacred represented the interests of the group, bringing the group to a higher level. The profane, on the other hand, involved mundane individual concerns. So although sexuality is beautiful, in my mind, and perhaps such seminars would be of some limited use in a private setting or certainly not in a religious setting, they have no place in a church. But why does the radical left insist upon teaching female masturbation inside a Catholic church? Why? Because that's how they destroy the sacred. By blurring the distinction between the sacred and the profane, there is no longer anything sacred in American society. It all becomes profaned by these, shall I say, sexual minority groups. There's a lot more to come. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. That's the key to the kingdom. If you care to join the conversation, you can call that number. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with 2 Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAXDEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. He took all the money he had, and in less than 8 months, the worst eight trading months in the history of the stock market, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD that helps take the mystery out of the market, breaks down the trades and trends you need to know about, and shows you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-309-1118. That's 1-800-309-1118. Stock trading involves substantial risk.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. U.S. citizens say illegal aliens should be deported. And this is from, amazing, from Reuters and Ipsos. I mean, they're as left-wing as you're going to find. And even their poll is showing most people want the illegals curtailed, not turned into instant citizens. And yet, of course, the politicians are giving us their viewpoint, which is, of course, antithetical to the entire nation's history. You don't take 30 million illegal aliens and grant them amnesty because they broke across the border illegally. Nevertheless, that's what they want. We had the sex masturbation tutorial inside a church, but more particularly inside a Catholic chapel at Allegheny College, up in Pennsylvania, which I find an example of the degeneracy of the United States of America today, where the sacred and the profane are blurring. There's a blur right now where the profane elements of society have debased the sacred to the extent that religion will no longer exist in this country, except amongst the most religious, which is very interesting unto itself. And that's why I raised the stories, not only to show you how the long march to the institutions has almost been complete, which is why, of course, we have Obama, the puppet master, in the White House. Because of the 20-year war against the American mind, we could take a man of this low caliber, of this suspicious background, of this of these relationships with known terrorists, and put him into the White House without so much as a blip on the screen of the so-called legitimate media, is an example of the long march through the institutions. So you say, well, what does the sexual communism have to do with that? It's all interrelated. By breaking down all the walls at every level, the people's minds get broken down. When you no longer have the sacred, and everything is a mixture of the sacred and the profane, you don't know whether a man is honest or dishonest, legitimate or illegitimate, competent or incompetent, friend or foe, patriot or something other, and that's what we have going on in America today. Even the left-wing media is turning on Obama. Politico, as left-wing as it gets, wrote an article called Obama the Puppet Master, saying he's a master at limiting, shaping, and manipulating media coverage, so they got banned by the White House. T. Loon Pickens praises Bloomberg for president. You may have heard him as T. Boone Pickens, but I've just renamed him T. Loon Pickens. Suddenly coming to New York, saying that Bloomberg would be better, would be a great president, which is astounding. I tell you right now, Bloomberg would not get 10% of the popular vote in this country. T. Loon Pickens praises Bloomberg. We'd be better off if he were in D.C. So you ask yourself why a billionaire in the oil business, in the energy business from Texas, would come to Bloomberg's hometown in a press conference in New York City to unveil the city's first natural gas-powered food truck and talk about clean energy. Why? Follow the money. Because he's selling natural gas. So suddenly Bloomberg, Mr. Nanny, suddenly T. Loon Pickens is in favor of Mr. Nanny. This is what's going on in the country. You don't have to ask yourself what backroom deals these two billionaires are cooking up. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? You ask yourself, what's in it for T. Loon Pickens? And the answer's right in your face. Billionaire oil mogul selling natural gas. You need to be a genius to figure out why T. Loon is pushing this one with Mr. Nanny. That's the country today. What would you like to talk about? 855-400-7282. Most people who follow the show really listen to the show, not so much for the information. In general, they listen for the host. Talk radio is about the person who you're listening to. You can get news and information from the internet far quicker than you can from me. So what are you listening to me for? Why are you listening to me instead of watching Wallbanger? Why are you listening to me instead of watching a movie, The Naked City, on Turner Classic Movies? Why are you listening to me instead of listening to one of 700 different outlets you have? There's a reason. You like me. Or you don't like me, but you listen to me because you know I'm interesting, and maybe you can run your own liberal bias against my so-called right-wing bias. Maybe you can help yourself figure things out, because I sound like people who used to make sense in this country, and you want to know what it's all about. Too many things running through my mind right now to give you all the answers at once. Let's talk about movies. You see how I could move my mind just now because I told you what I watched a movie since I was in this cabin up in the mountains for 3 days or 2 days. I watched too much television, which is, I must admit, I'm doing more and more. I've always done it, even as a child. Although I have many advanced degrees, yes, I have to qualify it. I must tell you, I've reached a point in life where I can indulge myself, so I watch more movies than ever. I watch too much television to begin with, because I think television is phenomenally interesting in so many different ways. I think it's one of the most interesting avenues to so many things. He said, well, Michael, shut up. You're in the radio business, so I'll qualify it. A new study was done on Super Bowl ads, which cost $4 million for 30 seconds. I'll repeat that. A Super Bowl ad cost $4 million for 30 seconds. Well, a new survey done by Nielsen found out that the people who watched the Super Bowl ads had a very low recall of the product that was being advertised. Why? Because the schmucks in the advertising industry have reached such a disconnect between what they're actually doing and their own creativity. They're all creative in the ad business. You just take a look at who's in the business. They create a commercial that's so obscure you don't know what the product is. You have to sit there and say, what did they just advertise? You don't even know. Because it's for them, for the schmucks in the ad industry. They make an ad. You don't know what it's about. So people don't even know what the heck the ad was about. $4 million for 30 seconds and no one has recall. 9% of people can recall the product. In radio ads, the recall is much higher. So this medium is still the most powerful medium in the world for advertising, incidentally. By the way, just so you know that I'm not leaving my own business by telling you that I still love television. So I watch too much television. So one of the things I watched, well, there's so many things I could talk about right now about television that I saw that's worth talking about that I won't talk about it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else. Even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-503-9491. That's 1-800-503-9491. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-503-9491. That's 1-800-503-9491.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Obama administration is asking the Supreme Court to overturn California's ban on same-sex marriage. The administration filed a legal brief that gay marriage should be allowed to resume in California, where it's been barred since the passage of Prop 8 in 2008. Police say a woman struck by a San Francisco Muni train has life-threatening injuries. The accident happened at 19th Avenue and Junipero Serra Boulevard near San Francisco University this afternoon and created some massive traffic delays during the afternoon commute. Fremont has announced an anonymous gun buyback event for next month. It'll be held March 16th at the Fremont Fire Training Facility on Stevenson Boulevard. It will be open to residents of Fremont, Newark, and Union City. Roadways southbound 101 University Avenue crash has been cleared. Traffic recovering. It was sluggish from Marsh Road, however, so give it some extra time. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again? Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-260-4461 to take advantage of Lear Capital's Silver Investor Special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-260-4461. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-260-4461. That's 800-260-4461.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician with Ford. He was just explaining that the older the vehicle gets, the more attention it needs.
Just like me and you, Mike.
The over 50 club, right?
Actually, I'm only 45.
Good for you.
But at 50,000 miles, there's a lot of things you do need to look at. Struts, shocks, brakes, tires.
Over time, things wear out.
Exactly.
The works. An oil change and more. $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating California Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
College hosts sex masturbation tutorial inside a church. And you have to ask yourself why you find this so offensive. It's not the sex masturbation tutorial which we've gotten used to, ho-hum, big deal. Oh, you're so wild, you're so free. Oh, great, female orgasm. Oh, how exciting, ho-hum, let's move on. I mean, I'd rather watch cartoons than listen to this garbage anymore. But that these people doing this would do it inside a Catholic church at Allegheny College, inside a chapel dedicated in 1902, is the issue. Why would they do that? Why would they not go to a local synagogue? Why would Kate Weinberg, for example, not go to a local synagogue and get permission from a rabbi? Why wouldn't the other so-called sex educator, Marshall Miller, have gone to a local mosque and asked the imam if they could put on a sex masturbation tutorial? Well, the answer is quite obvious, because they're cowards and they chose a soft target where they have friends in the highest places. That's why they've degenerated the universities to this extent. So rather than focusing so much on this, what I consider to be a degeneracy, I really have to talk with you a minute or two about this issue of the sacred and the profane. which was categorized as such by the French sociologist Émile Durkheim. And it came back to me, as I say, as I was thinking about it, why it's so offensive. And in a strange way, since my show is somewhat a lot of subconscious things fly up out of nowhere. Stream of consciousness is one of the themes of my show. I do everything through a stream of consciousness, which is impossible to describe. So there's other stories I could get to that I haven't really gotten to that I'd like to get to. But here's another story I'll get to show you how dumb now what we have in the Secretary of State's position. We have Mr. Ketchup, John Kerry. Instead of talking about North Korea and setting off nuclear bombs, instead of talking about the bloodbath in Syria, instead of talking about the Islamists in Egypt killing Christians, instead of talking about the insanity of sending airplanes and tanks to the Islamists in Egypt, here is Mr. Ketchup talking about climate change in clip 5. You're not going to believe it.
We as a nation must have the foresight and the courage to make the investments necessary to safeguard the most sacred trust we keep for our children and our grandchildren, and that is an environment not ravaged by rising seas, deadly superstorms, devastating droughts, and the other hallmarks of a dramatically changing climate. President Obama is committed to moving forward on that, and so am I, and so must you be ready to join us in that effort.
This is incomprehensible. You know he knows he's lying. You know he's double-talking him. He knows no one believes him. And yet they do it anyway. They keep going on and on and on because apparently the media is asleep at the wheel. It's incomprehensible to me. So I'll go to some of your calls now on the stories I brought up on the Savage Nation. And I know what you're going to call about. 855-400-7282. Any topic that I've raised would be good. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Let's begin in New York City on WABC. Claire, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for your vigorous defense of the truth and giving us some measure of sanity each night and a lot of fun also.
That's well put. By the way, that's well put. Truth, measure of insanity. I thought you said measure of insanity. Truth, measure of sanity, et cetera. No, I understand, and I do appreciate your listenership. So what's on your mind tonight?
The first story, the Allegheny story, I'd like to make a parallel with it. I was in a doctoral program at Boston College, and according to the brochure, which is a legal document, the mission and philosophy, et cetera, et cetera, and when I got to the end stages, it was controlled by Ivy League people with radical notions who have no idea of the mission and philosophy. So I paid for abuse.
But listen, Claire, most of the Ivy League colleges were established as Christian universities. They've now been taken over almost entirely by anti-Christian elements. Is that correct?
Yes. And this.
I mean, so I summarized what you're trying to say in shorter terms. But I would like to go away from the Christian, anti-Christian, to the sacred and the profane, because I'm sure, as an educated woman, you got that from me, right, when I talked about the sacred and the profane being muted now by the degenerate left and why they're doing it?
I did, but what I...
All right, now, son, here's a new phrase that no one's ever used in the history of talk radio, sexual communism. Do you understand what I mean by sexual communism?
Oh, I do.
See, you got it with those two words, bingo. That explains everything. In other words, what does a seminar on sex and masturbation inside a church or a college have to do with sexual communism? The answer is everything. If you break down the sacred and you smear everything with the profane, eventually people give up on tradition and family. You break up the family. Marx was anti-family. Karl Marx wrote that the bourgeois family must be destroyed in order for the society to evolve into a socialist whole. I understand all of this because I'm one of the few people in America, let's say in American media, who's actually read Das Kapital. I understand what he was after, and I do understand how far gone we are. Thank you so much for listening to the Savage Nation. Now let's go across the country to my hometown of San Francisco. Cal on KSFO in my hometown of the beautiful San Francisco. Cal, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Speaking of Nevada, how about just the freedom to have a cocktail at a bar after 2 in the morning if you feel like it?
Yeah. Well, no, in California you have the freedom for everything that is, well, let's put it this way. Drugs are good. Marijuana is great. Prescription drugs are even better, and a soda is dangerous.
Everything's dangerous in California these days. But on the subject of the sacred and the profanity, if I may, Dr. Savage, one of the things I've learned from being a member of the Savage Nation, all the way back to when you were originally on KSFO, there's really both the abstract and the reality. When it comes to the interest of the hard left attempting to transform America, and what I mean by that, of course, is you always outline your philosophy very well, and then you always give us a clear distinction of the mechanics at work. And I have to tell you, I'm getting the feeling that this is almost has to happen to America now, because there's two things that have happened that convince me that we are well into it, and this transformation is going to have to happen first before America does what it is with it. And for me, there's two events. Number one, in the abstract, it was that occupation movement. The fact that they let that happen in America and gave it credence, that was just ridiculous. And
wait, hold on. That's important. To see billionaires saluting the Occupy movement, to see leaders of this state permit these degenerate communists to close down the port of Oakland and other ports is astonishing to me. I hear what you're saying.
The governor should have called the National Guard. Any governor?
Absolutely. They should have been thrown into a paddy wagon and taken away by their scrawny necks.
And the other thing, which is still I'm still dealing with and I'm convinced is the proverbial reality check, is the assassination of our ambassador without anything, without any concern for it. As if it's...
Well, remember what Hillary Clinton said? What difference does it make?
What difference
does it make?
At this point, does it make?
You remember that one?
All too well, and it was all too reminiscent of certain scenes from Germany in the early 30s.
Well, I don't necessarily want to go there for a couple of reasons. One, because although there are certainly parallels, I don't know that Germany is the parallel that I would use. I would possibly use Mussolini's Italy rather than Hitler's Germany as a parallel to what's happening in this country right now. But even that's not appropriate, because what's happening right now is a melange, a mixture of various elements, rather than something set in a historical fact of reality. So, but what's your main point, Cal? Because I'm losing it.
We're going through the root canal period here in America, where we're going to have to go. The president's reelection may be what we need for this church reference you're making. We have to go through all this before the pus is taken out of the dental work.
Are you saying that Obama's election and the profanity that has invaded and infected our society, the drugging of our society, is a necessary treatment in order to have the pendulum swing to the other side, for the people to revolt? Isn't that what you're hinting at?
I am saying that. I learned it directly from the doctrine of the Savage Nation.
But, Cal, who is going to lead this revolt? Where is the man on the white horse? Every time someone has stood up, any decent man, whether it's Alan West in Florida, I can name a few others, they are smeared. They are smeared, they are debased, they are ruined by their own party. So where is the hope to come from?
That's what remains to be seen, you know, when we do...
Okay, no, and I agree with you. It remains to be seen, but we haven't seen it yet. That's just the point. Every time we've had a genuine hero who could lead this nation out of the cesspool and take us away from the sewer pipe that has infected every mind in this country, that person has been besmirched, smeared, dragged over the hot coals by the illegitimate left. And I'll tell you something even worse, Cal. Some of the smears of the radical left have been picked up by the phony conservatives in the media who have used their smears against me. Would you believe that?
Oh, it's written all over what used to be a decent Fox News now, I'm afraid.
No, but they haven't smeared me. They've just ignored me. There are phonies in the media who paint themselves with the Constitution, who have taken the actual smears created by George Soros' front groups and applied them to me. But that's for another time, Cal. I want to thank you so much for being an avid and loyal listener on KSFO. We're running so short of time, which is what's great about talk radio, which is tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Those of us who live by the clock don't want to die by the clock. I'll be right back.
Joy.
The world is upside down, yet the people's opinions haven't really changed. You may think they've changed because of the lies, the constant lies and propaganda that come out of the so-called media in this country, which has disappeared. You well know that you lost your country when you lost your media. The media was supposed to be the watchdog for the average person. Instead, they become part and parcel of the Obama administration. So all you have are guys like me. A few of us in the media, few of us who are still lucky enough to be on the microphones in front of cameras and on the internet, are the only thing that stands between you and the abyss, the total loss of everything decent and sacred in the society. That's the whole story in a nutshell. Every poll shows that the people's opinions have not changed. Every poll shows that the polls are completely out of touch with the people and don't care, could care less. They don't care, you don't exist. You are peons to them. The Tsar of Russia had a more, let us say, a more liberal view of the people of Russia than people like Bloomberg and Obama have of you. You heard what I just said? The Tsar of Russia probably had more affection for the people of Russia of that time than these cut-off billionaire elitists, if you want to call them that, I don't even like the word, have of the average American. They spit at you. They think that you're nothing. They think you're stupid, a moron, something to be manipulated and lied to, and because you have no power, you could do nothing to them, and you will do nothing, because all you care about is sports and entertainment and pornography. That's what they think of you, and that's why we have what we have today. That's how these dictators are growing by leaps and bounds. That's how this dictatorship is metastasizing in the United States of America. And that's why I talk to you today about the blurring of the sacred and the profane. How a college could permit a sex and masturbation tutorial inside a Catholic chapel is to me an example of the bottom of the bottom. It can't get any worse. Well, it could. It could get worse. Next year, these degenerate sex educators can come in and actually have live sex in the chapel on the pulpit. And say, isn't that wild and great? And then they'll go to the dean. They got a dean of the college. Dean. You see who took over colleges today? Have you looked at them? Have you taken a look at who's running the colleges today? The dean says it's wonderful. The so-called, what do they call him, a priest? Whatever, who runs the church? Wait, they went to the church. Chaplain. Have you seen who the chaplains are today in the colleges? In statements to the college, Fix, the college's chaplain defended the sex and orgasm event and the location in the church. This is the chaplain now, calling its theme responsible. And a campus spokesmouth said it offered a great message. So look at who's running these colleges. Look who took over wherever you turn. So why am I going on about this? Because I'm trying to explain to you. Sexual communism is something that is not well understood in the United States of America. Sexual communism has been and is being used to destroy the institutions of family and marriage. And there is a reason for that. But you have to have read Karl Marx's Das Kapital and to find that piece where he says the bourgeois family must be destroyed for communism to emerge. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I am not trying to make you think that I am Mr. Purity, because I'm not. I'm an ordinary American man. I have the same conflicts as every other man, the same background as every other man in so many ways. But to me, a church or a holy place is sacred. And all the profanities of our normal life are supposed to be left behind when you enter the church. And don't tell me about the X percent of priests who were molesters. I don't care about them. They are the dark spots on the purity of the church. You don't tear an entire institution down because of the dark, you know, elements within that institution. You don't destroy the whole institution. So this is the important point. And there's another element of the sacred and the profane that I haven't mentioned to you, which is, why do people go to churches? It's to get away from the profane. Don't you understand that? So now when you have the profane elements of society entering the churches and smearing the church with the profane things of society, the church is destroyed. There's no need for the church. The church may as well become an outhouse, as was done during the Bolshevik Revolution in ex-Russia. During the Bolshevik Revolution, churches were burned to the ground. Priests were killed. You don't know any of this. You're not allowed to know any of this. But instead of burning the church down, now we send in sex educators like Marshall Miller and Kate Weinberg, in my opinion, who burn the church down by smearing it with the profane. Okay? That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Now, what came back to me when I was reading the story, as I said on the bicycle today, was my background in anthropology. I thought of the phrase, the sacred and the profane. I went back to my anthropology training. I remembered it was French sociologist Emile Durkheim who wrote about this dichotomy between the sacred and the profane, where he wrote that religion is about a unified system. It's about beliefs and practices relative to sacred things. It sets itself apart from the profane, which involve mundane individual concerns. Now, there's some other element to this that you may not know. the Durkheim explicitly stated that dichotomy, sacred and profane, was not equivalent to good and evil. He said the sacred could be good or evil, and the profane could be either as well. So what does it have to do with everything else? You can figure it out if you listen to the show. I'll give you an example. Court says California may have to hire a Wiccan chaplain. San Francisco Associated Press. California prisons hire full-time chaplains and spiritual leaders to serve Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, Protestant, and Native Americans. Shall I read the rest of the story till you get sick? They now have to hire Wiccan, whatever they are, in order to serve the witches and the Wiccans, whatever they call themselves, in the prisons. This is an example of what happens to a society that is destroyed, breaking down, falling apart, etc. Why? Where does this come from? Well, I use the phrase sexual communism. I could use the phrase religious communism to explain why this is happening, who is behind it, and how the left operates. But it may be too much for the average person. So, I mean, I can move it around if you want and talk about other things, which I'll do right now. Another major story was this. Majority of U.S. citizens say illegal immigrants should be deported. Don't underestimate this poll. It was done by the left-wing Reuters Ipsos organization. It was released yesterday, and it shows you that the average person does not have the same favorable view of the invasion that has occurred in this nation, primarily since Bill Clinton broke down the borders with Mexico. Shall I make it any more clear for you? Because I could do so if you'd like, because I've been talking about it since 1994. That's right. You are not the minority in terms of opinion on illegal immigrants that you may think you are because of the media hat, which has beaten you up and made you into what you're not. Most Americans believe that most or all of the country's 11 million, which is really 30 million illegal immigrants, should be deported. Why? Not because they're racist, in my opinion, but because this is a nation of laws. And if you permit the outlaws to take over a nation of laws, you no longer have law, you have outlaw. You have a nation of outlaws. Attitudes towards immigration are polarized by party, according to another Reuters Ipsos poll. 75% of Republicans think all or most immigrants should be deported, compared to 40% of Democrats who think the same. As you well know, Senator John the Quisling McCain is on the side of the illegal immigrants being granted amnesty. That you know. And that's the story. Have you ever seen an administration that denies any relationship to anything that is done? First of all, Obama said he didn't know about Benghazi. Someone else did it. Now he says he didn't know about the release of prisoners by ICE. Somebody else did it. He said career bureaucrats did it. Barack Obama has no relationship to his own government, according to what we are hearing coming out of Barack Obama. And I say to you, he's unraveling. And I'm asking you if you agree with me that he's unraveling.